Blog Talk Radio.
Lane is who I be. I got to give a special love shout. Love shout goes out to the ones out there, all of you out there. Special love shout goes out to the 19 firefighters who lost their lives out there in Arizona. Much love to you all. Thank you for your service. Your service are greatly appreciated. Also, a heavenly love shout to Jim Kelly, the karate kung fu master who starred in movies with Bruce Lee and others, passed away yesterday at the age of 67. He passed away of cancer. Much love to them and much love to each and every one of you all from all around the world. I am so excited for tonight because you all know what time it is. Y'all know how we got down, how we get down, and how we're going to get down. Dude, it's going down, y'all. Check this out. Y'all know I've been hollering that this is going to be the month of the big stars right here on Team Lion that you all got accustomed to knowing and loving this great music. Let me break it down for you all. Crook, you should have known. Counting Commas, subtitle, I get that check. Right here, we have the one and only Dead Fresh.
Yo.
Right here, right now.
What it do?
What's good, King?
Man, what it do, homie? Much love, man. Shouts out, bro. Really appreciate the opportunity, you know what I mean? All the love you've been showing.
No doubt, man. Hey, it's nothing. You know why? I'm going to tell you something, brother. When I first heard you, I had the same reaction that I heard when I listened to MC8. When I first heard DMX, when I first heard Nelly, in a sense where it was like, this is the next big thing. This is not just a fad. I'm talking about a legend in the making. When I first heard your music, I said, this is legendary. This is nothing but legendary. You have a style all your own. But before I get to Dead Fresh, let's go back. Let's go back to your humble beginnings. Right. Where are you from?
Well, you know, I'm from College Park. I was born in Bermuda. So I'm a military brat. Like, I lived a lot of places before I, you know, got cemented in Georgia. So I've been in College Park since about like 06. So,
right.
But I've been living in Georgia since 2000. I've been living here about 13 years, really. And like you said, real humble beginnings. It was me and my father growing up. And I got siblings, but, you know, like I said, it was just me and my father growing up. So I learned a lot, you know, from being raised by a man, just, you know, how to become a better person, you know, how to be the right type of person and how to do what you love and, you know, just to pursue your dreams. Like, you know, it was amazing, you know, the way I grew up, man, to be honest with you. So.
Prior to going to College Park, you were like just jumping from place to place or state to state?
Yeah, man, I lived in Florida, I lived in Jacksonville, I lived like right outside of Houston in Galveston, Texas. I lived out there for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Like I said, I lived in Bermuda, and then I finally, you know, like I said, moved to Georgia in 2000, you know, really become a permanent resident, so.
So how did all that traveling, man, how did that part of traveling and then settling down, did that kind of get you into music? How did you get into, like, the feel of the music?
Well, as a child, like, I was always a writer first. You know, music was kind of introduced to me by my parents at first. Like, I listened to a lot of old school, you know, Teddy Pendergrass, Bobby Brown. Like, I came up on a lot of stuff like that. I remember, like, riding to school with my mom, you know what I mean, riding to school with my dad or whatever, and listening to all the oldies. Like, it was no rap. Like, no rap was allowed.
Oh, wow.
Like, in the car. It was crazy. And, really, I really didn't start listening to hip-hop until, I probably say, like, seventh grade. Like, before, I was listening to a little bit of everything. I was listening to rock. I was listening to, I mean, you name it, pop, country. But, like, hip-hop wasn't really too much allowed in my household. So, like, my older brother, Vaccine, he kind of introduced me to hip-hop first.
Shout out to Vaccine.
Yeah, most definitely. I listened to, he put me on Master P. That was probably, like, the first, Ice Cream Man was probably, like, the first album I heard. After that, you know, Outkast, Aquemini, you know what I mean? Like, all the Outkast classics. That's what I really came up on first. And then, you know, like, being in Georgia in high school, after that, it was Lil Jon and the Crunk era. But, you know, like, I wasn't making music at the time. Like, I was writing, you know, but, like I said, I wasn't making music at the time, doing, like, poetry and stuff like that. And I went to the military. So when I went to the military, like, when I was in boot camp, like, you know, like, my battle buddies and whatnot, you know, they would ask me to write poems for, like, the girlfriends and whatnot, to send letters home and stuff like that. So that's how I stayed sharp with the pen. I just writing for my friends and whatnot, my comrades. And same thing, like, when I went to Iraq, I was still doing the same thing. Like, I was starting to write more music when I went overseas to Iraq. And but, like, I wasn't any good. It was like, you know, like, I was writing music, but, like, I wasn't, like, putting together songs. Like, I would have lyrics, but I wouldn't have, like, complete songs, you know?
And, right.
Something happened to where I began to harmonize and, you know, put bridges together and understand how to dissect bars and stuff like that. And, like, my brother, he got me in the studio probably, you know, about 2 years ago. You know, he was just like, man, you need to take off with this. You know, you really have talent. Because he heard me freestyle one time. He recorded it, put it on YouTube. It was crazy. Like, so he was like, yo, you have to do this. You have to do this. You know, at first I was kind of hesitant. I'm a student. I'm in college right now. So, like, I major in public policy. So, like, I just had this vision of being a politician, you know. But, I fell in love with music, like, because I love to write, like I said. And, like, the opportunity to be able to, you know, express myself, no holds barred, on pen, and through microphone and speakers is, like, you know, there's no feeling like that to me. And also to be able to perform, I mean, it's like the ultimate feeling. So, I mean, that's how I got into music, you know, just writing and, you know, consistently writing, and then also, like, pressure from my brother, you know, who's in the industry, just to, you know, make something of my talent and not let it to go to waste, you know. So that's how it happened.
Now you have such a different style. There's a lot of people that bite a lot of people, other rappers. Here you are. You have a style that stands out, that just has a star quality style. Do you think that with you listening to every type of music and pretty much what you've been through, like serving our country, I thank you for serving this great country. But from you doing all these things, did that help develop your own style?
If you ask my mom, she'll tell you I've been hardhead since day one. You know, I always been doing my own thing. But yeah, definitely going into the service and seeing what I saw when I was in Iraq, that definitely shaped my perception of the world. But, you know, in terms of creativity, I can only tell you, I just, you know, what comes to my head, I put it on paper. And, like, it's like when I hear beats, I hear beats, but I also see words. It's like the Matrix. It's like it just comes together, you know. And
yeah.
And I can't explain it. I just know how to do me. Like, I can And it's funny that you say that, because that's the response that I get. Like, you know, whether someone may like my music or not, like, they always say I'm original. And that's something I appreciate, because, you know, I'm not trying to be original. I'm not going out saying I don't want to sound like this or that. I'm just doing me. And it's really, you know, for me, I'm very appreciative of people to recognize the fact that I'm original and I'm myself. And, you know, that says a lot when people like you for who you are.
Exactly. And that says a lot. I'll tell you about who you are, Dead Fresh. I'm telling you, man, you have such an interesting life of how things came together for you. And how, in fact, did you end up with junkie music? Is that something your brother was vaccine was in? Shout out to my boy Alexander. Do you have, like, is there a connection how that came together?
Well, I created junkie music late 2011, and you know, a close friend of mine, Flash. You might hear me talk about him in some of the songs. I might say Free Flash Capone or whatever. But
yes.
You know, we kind of that's like me and him. We started Tempo, and Junkie Music came after that. That was like my, you know, kind of like my brainchild. Like, I, you know, every artist has their movement and, you know, things that fall under the umbrella. So Junkie Music for me and my team is the whole entertainment and everything that falls under that umbrella, from events to management to consultation. I mean, you know, we try not to just focus on just music, but, you know, we specialize in hits. That's what we specialize. That's what junkies like. They like hits, so that's what we give them, you know?
Oh, that's what's up. Hey, guys, here he is, Dead Fresh. Dead Fresh, y'all. Hey, you know what I mean? You all want to call? Y'all want? Hey, y'all can holler at the king, man. Y'all can holler at the young king. Just give us a call. Area code 347-826-9357. Once again, area code 347-826-9357. Coming up later. Now we're gonna play a selection from his debut mixtape, Abstract. How do you feel, man? How does it feel to have your album out, man?
Man, it feels wonderful. It's my first completed project. It feels amazing. I mean, as you know, like, anytime you complete something, anytime you put a lot of work into something, and you know, you may have stressed out over it, you know, from with your friends' arguments and, you know, losing time with your family, all that kind of stuff, all the quality time, all the things that you like to do that you sacrifice, you know, to complete the greater good project. I mean, it's amazing. It's a wonderful feeling. And then for people to be responsive to it, I mean, it makes it, you know, it takes it to another level. And, you know, I couldn't have done it without, you know, my team, with Alexander and Vaccine and Flash and DJ Chaos. I mean, they all pushed me, you know, like, as I pushed them, we all pushed each other. So, you know,
right.
It's a wonderful feeling, you know, to be able to, like I said, put the project out in this quality, you know, and people are receiving it as such.
Yes, it has. I mean, it has been receiving some very, very high praise, and I just could. I knew it. I had a feeling when I first heard the first song I heard from you was Crook, and it knocked me off my seat. I mean, I was knocked the hell out. I just knew it had hit written all over it. It just had Dead Fresh written all over it. And I just knew. I said, whenever he drops this project, it's going to take the country by storm. And for you to sit back now and you're seeing all of this, and it's just the beginning, and to see everything coming to fruition. What are you thinking? Like, you're going to take this Abstract on the road? Are you going to take it on the road or anytime soon?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely looking at branching out and letting the rest of the country hear it. You know, that's the whole goal, you know, of junky music. I mean, we want the world to recognize us. We want to make changes. We want to change the world. So,
yes.
You know, we can't do that. We can't do that without being heard, though. And
right.
Aztec has a message in it. You know, I'm not just rapping. I'm not just talking. You know, I mean, there's a message within the project. And, you know, we want to get that message out, and that's love yourself and be positive. You can do anything that you want to do. And, you know, I'm a living example of that. I mean, you know, if we had time, I'd tell you all the, you know, tumultuous things I've been through within my life, you know, that I've overcome to become a better person. But we don't have time for that. But I can tell you that, you know, from, you know, A to B, and, you know, I'm here now, right now, doing so much better. So I just want to, you know, influence people the same way my mentors and the like have influenced me.
Beautiful. And I'm glad you said that because, you know, there's sometimes when I fell down, I said, oh, man, you know, I kind of sat back and I was like, damn, man, it's, you know, man, it's just one of those days where you're just feeling down. But I played working.
Mm-hmm.
And when I played working, it's just such a positivity that came over me, and I got that message, and I'm like, that helped me get my ass up. Go out there and say, I'm going to make that extra push.
I appreciate that, yo. That means a lot to me. I mean, when I wrote the track, like, you know, I was dealing with everything I'm talking about in the song. Believe that. So,
right,
you know, man, just you know, just always about, like, pushing yourself, I mean, through pain, and sometimes you're just going to have to be tired. It's going to be some days when you're not going to feel how you want to feel, but it's all for the greater good. It's all for, you know, what you're trying to accomplish at the end of the road. So, you know, a lot of times you got to go through those. You got to go through those trials and tribulations to, you know, to get to where you want to be. And I mean, like, those things that you go through, they make you love yourself more. You know what I mean? Like, you appreciate what you've been through, and it makes you work harder. It's all the better for your life at the end of the day.
No doubt. No doubt, fam. We here with the Young King Dead Fresh right here on Team Lion. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know, y'all be hearing him. You know what I'm saying? He be like on the Team Lion show. You know what I'm saying? He be dropping his little madness, you know what I mean? And plus, not only that, but the music. Tell us about HIV before I spin that for the people.
Yeah. All right, HIV. Man, HIV. My money's sick like magic. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Like, the concept, yo, like, I got the concept watching the NBA playoffs, like, and Magic, I was looking at Magic Johnson on TV, like, dude, your money is stupid, like, you got the cure for AIDS, like, nobody else has that, you know what I mean?
Right,
you got the cure, like, he's never, like, you've never seen or heard about him having a battle with HIV to where it's developing or anything like that, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I just felt like, you know, what type of money would it take to even, you know, live that life, you know, to get to contract that disease and still be able to maintain whatever lifestyle you want to live? Yeah, that's
exactly.
Big money. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes,
so,
sir.
So that's how I came up with that. And then, like, you know, like, everybody got habits. Everybody has something that they like to do. And, you know, so I just felt like, you know, I need to tell people, like, you know, like, I can do whatever I want to do. You know what I mean? Because of how I grind, you know, and for me, like, it's all about the work. I love women, but at the same time, like, I can't play with them if my money ain't right, you know?
That's right.
So,
yes, sir.
You know, I got to let them know too. I'm talking to the women too. Like, I'm here about business, man. You know, I'm chasing money. I can get to the women later, you know, and then in the song, I just do my thing. I just get real fresh on them and talk to the people how I know how to talk to them.
No doubt. And you all, you all follow all around the world. All around the world, you all been hearing Dead Fresh. We're going to, on the other side, we're going to tell you how you can continue to support Dead Fresh. And I'm talking about getting the debut mixtape, checking out his videos. We're going to cover all of that on the other side. But right now, we're going to get, man, his money's sick like magic. All right? We're going to drop HIV on y'all, man. So we'll see you on the other side right here. Like it or not, with Michael Lane, one and only Young King, Dead Fresh, y'all.
Oh, Trying to tell them, man, hey, it's all about you being fresh, being original, you know?
Yes, yeah. Yes, that's right. Hey, one more thing. Before I get to talking more to Dead Fresh, there was a caller from, I believe, from England. You can call back. The call dropped. You can call back. Area code 347-826-9357. They're out there in the UK. You can't call back and speak to the Young King. You know what I mean? So don't hesitate.
Do that.
Yeah. Do that. Holler at the king. You know what I mean? So now, Dead Fresh, now everybody around the world is listening here. They may not know every spot where they want, you know, hey, how can I get this hot album? How can I check you out, check your video out on YouTube? Can you just kind of give us some information where you can be reached?
Okay. Everything's funneled through the website. If you want to find out anything about Dead Fresh, you can go to the website, deadfresh.com, deedfresh.com. The mixtape can be downloaded on the website. I put new music on the website. There's videos on the website. There are pictures on the website. And a mailing list for, you know, for fans or, you know, people who want to join the street team. We have all kinds of avenues for you to contact me, Dead Fresh. So go to the website, deadfresh.com. You know, we're gonna bang with you the long way. That's real. We're going to show love.
No
back,
doubt.
So.
Oh, no doubt. That's what's up. That's what's up, guys. Y'all peep that, man. Everything you need is going to be right there. Deadfresh.com. You all don't want to miss out on getting this album. I'm telling you, it's got Count Commas. It's got Crook. It's got You Should Have Known. Now, I have to say, Deadfresh, You Should Have Known is in the top 10 of the weekly most requested countdown.
What?
And
love,
from, you know what I mean? That's from every boat from around the world, from Ireland, from Australia, from Indonesia, everywhere. They love that. So also, they sent Crook all the way to the number one position. So
yeah,
they
remember
was,
that. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so I mean, you're about to take over. You finna take over seriously, and. It's just a testament to your hard work. It's a testament to your great music, your great style. And look, man, I'm just praying for big, better things that's gonna come your way, man. And man, I'm honored to have you.
I definitely appreciate it. I'm honored to be here. I gotta ask you, what's your favorite song on the mixtape on Abstract?
Oh my goodness. I know Working hit me really hard, but I always got to go back to my first love, and that was Crook.
Yeah, I feel it. I feel
that's
it. That was like, that's like one of the first songs I wrote, you know. Yeah, like all the songs that I have about women, there are personal experiences. Like, not one of those songs on the mixtape, you know, that's about a female is, you know, a fib or a fictional story. Like, they're all factual 100%. So it's just, it's crazy, you know, to put out your personal love stories in the form of music and then have people, you know, like them and draw from them and maybe even learn from them, you know? So
right.
it's very humbling. Cause I mean, real talk, like I don't want any man to go through, you know, what I went through, what I was talking about in Crook, you know what I mean? Like, you know what you're dealing with, you know, in terms of these women. Like, don't let them finesse you out your check, you know. Stay
right.
down and put your foot down and make them respect you and make them earn your love first, you know, because
right.
I mean, you're going based off looks. She's going to rob you every time.
All right, Dead Fresh, we have seconds left. We have a caller in, so we're going to get this caller real quick. Like it or not, you're on the air. We only have a few seconds left.
Hi, I was calling to speak with Dead Fresh.
Yes.
Yo.
Hey, what's going on, man? You got a dope mixtape. I downloaded it the other day, and I was really liking all the tracks.
I appreciate that caller, man. What's your name, homie?
My name is Jim.
All right, Jim. Hey, appreciate the love, bro. What's your favorite track on the mixtape?
My favorite track? I like that Do You Know?
Yeah. And
I like that Vomit.
I like that Do You Know too. I like that Do You Know too.
Yeah. And Vomit is sick. Oh
yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Can you play one of those before we go?
Well, actually we're running out of show. We only have a few seconds left on the show. So thank you, Jim. And Dead Fresh, thank you, Shorty. Thank you, Dead Fresh, y'all. Hey.
Hey, no problem, homie. Anytime you want me on the show, bro, I'm here. Just hit me.
All right, and we'll love to have you back again, man.
All right, much love, homie. Salute.
Salute, fam. 10-4. Hey,
yeah.
Love you all. Hey, man, it's me, Michael Lane, with the one, the King, Dead Fresh. We up and we out of here, man. Join me tomorrow on Smack Tongue Radio, all right? Man, tomorrow night, I'm going to give y'all the time, man. 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Until next time, it's your boy Michael Lane saying peace, love, and keep doing. Ow.
Yeah.